Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a good friend, Dave Anderson, author of If You Don't Make Waves, You'll Drown, author of How to Deal with Difficult Customers, author of How to Run Your Business by the Book. There's a new one that I don't have in front of me. Remind me.
Yeah, it's Unstoppable.
That's
the book. Yes, it's going crazy. So thanks for asking. Unstoppable. It's all about the four different types of performers.
I've got it here.
Undertakers.
I think you know what? I can always tell the good books in my library because somebody borrows these things, the good ones.
That's always a good sign.
Yeah,
right?
No, I think that's what happened. So, all right.
Not a good sign if they bring it right back.
Yeah, no, they had to bring it back. So, all right. Folks, learntolead.com, by the way, is Dave's website. We're talking about how to keep good people. You were going to tell us a story when we came back.
Yeah, you know, it's first of all, people need to know what is expected so they have that clarity and that confidence and that sense of accomplishment. But then, you know, we've got to retain those great people. And I think there's three things that we need to use, whether we're recruiting people and we need to communicate and live every day to retain people. And it has nothing to do with money or benefits or hours or schedules or anything like that. Those things are important. But I call those things head issues. Those are issues of the head. You also need to address the issues of the heart. And a lot of organizations don't. And it's basically three things, okay? Every day, here's what you have a chance to become. All right. In other words, we're going to train you. You're going to learn. You're going to be able to make decisions. You're going to be able to grow and develop it yourself. If you're not communicating that well and providing the resources for that to happen, you're missing it. So here's what you have a chance to become. Here's what you're going to be part of. You know, people want to be part of something special. All right. They spend a third, in most cases, of their adult life in the workplace. They just don't want a job. I mean, they'd like to be part of something special, a cause, not just a job, not just a paycheck. So here's what you're a part of. You know, and you've got to have some type of special mission, purpose, some special unit that makes your organization feel and be different and more purposeful. So here's what you have a chance to become. Here's what you have a chance to become part of. And here's a difference you're going to have a chance to make in your position, regardless what the position is. If we're not communicating it, sometimes they don't see it. They don't see how what they're doing impacts teammates, the company, customers. And we've got to do a good job of communicating those three hard issues, have a chance to become part of, and difference to make. Most of the time, we're not doing that. We're talking about pay and benefits and how many weeks you get off and days off. And you need to use those three things to get great people and to retain and bring the best out of great people as well.
Well, and this is the kind of thing, what I like about your list there is that is the kind of an approach that I think millennials are attracted to.
Big
especially
time.
When they, if you talk to them about how they can make a difference.
Absolutely. And, you know, we just assume they know or they see their role, and you just can't assume those things.
No.
You have to put it together and communicate that. And to me, that goes right back to clarity. Are you communicating that type of clarity, not just of expectations, but of purpose, of opportunity that people have every day? People want meaningful work. I don't care if they're sweeping floors, cleaning toilets. Nobody wants a job that they feel is meaningless. And there isn't a meaningless job.
Mm-hmm.
There are only bosses that don't do a good job of communicating how that job means more than that person probably realizes. Then you got to give them the tools they need to do it successfully. So part of what you can become is I need to train you. All right, I need to provide tools and resources. And, you know, if all you've ever done in your life is run around the block and I'm going to put you in this position and ask you to run a marathon, I need to get you ready.
Right.
All right, so I just can't say, here's the expectation. Good luck. I'll be cheering for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got to provide the training and resources, whether it's virtual training, sending the classes, holding ongoing training in your organization. Human capital doesn't arrive at your doorstep fully developed. You need to draw
it out. And I'll tell you something else. If you're a small business, what Dave is talking about, this has been what you're talking about, Dave, has been an area that small businesses have not been good at. And
that's right.
This is not something we can afford to bypass now. I mean, we're there is a major assault on Main Street right now on many levels. Small businesses are being assaulted by part in some ways by the government, in some ways by globalization, but also by companies like Amazon and Google and people who can buy digital leverage, the quantum leap by a factor above the capability of small businesses. And the only way we can compete with those, the only way we can mount any kind of a defense is with our people.
That's right.
Because that's all that separates us from Amazon, Dave, because what I tell people is Amazon can sell you 143 back scratchers. I counted them. But they can't scratch one back.
That's right.
And yeah, and you've got to train your people how to scratch backs.
Absolutely. That's well put. That's really a good analogy. And you know, under assault is not an exaggerated term.
No.
It's a realistic term. That's exactly what's going on. And people, without even realizing it, they're having their small businesses, their people, their customers, their identity hijacked by forces that they're not doing a good job of getting ready for or combating. And it's within our control. I mean, we can set expectations. We can communicate those three things. We don't need a government grant or additional education to know really how to do those things. Those are things we should be doing anyway. Things like feedback. You know, we let people live in gray areas. And when they're doing well, we don't let them know about it.
That's right.
Okay, so they stop doing so well. I mean, you've got to understand how feedback works. When they're doing poorly, we don't want to make them uncomfortable, so we ignore it. So it continues.
And I want to get you to tell us a little bit more about that when we come back after this break with Dave Anderson. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. LearnToLead.com. That's Dave's website. You'll be smarter when you hang out there.
Oh, Lord,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.